Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox. Coming up on today's show, we'll take a look at some tight divisional races in the NFL and revisit our Super Bowl picks. We're going to preview Thursday night football between the Falcons and the Panthers. We'll give you our best bets there. And of course, you've got some Mox Locks coming your way. But first things first, it is a very exciting day for Moxie Bets. We've got a spectacular guest. Megan Connolly is here at WWE Friday Night SmackDown correspondent and one half of the Megan Fun of Sports podcast on the Extra Points Podcast Network and the Omaha Podcast Network. Megan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Katie, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. We're going to get into all of our bets. We're going to talk everything. I love your setup, Candlestick Park. I see it. And yes. Now I know you are a big, big, big 49ers fan. Megan Gailey and I have an obsession. And it is an obsession with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, sister, me too. I mean, hello. We have the bobblehead here. And I position him so that he's always looking at me quite happy and lovingly. And hard to say anything bad about Jimmy Garoppolo. And you are a big Patriots fan. So, of course, you know a thing or two about Jimmy G. But I have to ask you, you've got a tough schedule coming up. Mac Jones or Zappy?
I'm going with Mac Jones. I think that everybody has been way too hard on him. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, he can't even play. This is just his second year. And last year, everybody is praising him. He should have been the first quarterback pick. If we remember, and I said this last week on Megan Fun of Sports, Josh Allen was not a very good quarterback for his first 3 years. It's a learning experience. It's a learning curve. Obviously, Mac Jones doesn't have anything flashy like, you know, maybe Justin Fields, where he's going to run around a lot, but give him some time. He doesn't have a lot to work with. Let's just stay on course and stick with Mac Jones.
Well, and to your point, too, is Justin Fields did not look good at all until like 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? We're only a couple weeks of him looking really, really good. And I do think that Mac Jones had a very surprising season last season. So I'm with you. I thought, you know, it's been unfair, but it's a quarterback situation. Everybody is like that with quarterbacks. Either you're winning them games or you're the worst quarterback that's ever existed in the league. All right, Megan, I could not have you on this show and just do the normal thing. So we're going to take things off the board here. We're going to do things a little bit quirkier, which means we have set arbitrary odds to some of the top stories swirling around in the sports and the pop culture worlds, and we're going to bet on them. Now, there is a disclaimer. These are not real odds. We're not really betting on them. But hey, I don't know if either of us sweep it, maybe we can do something nice for each other. So first, the OBJ sweepstakes. So Odell Beckham Jr. I could get down with that.
I like Beckham. I like him. Yeah, let's go. Let's go with it.
All right. OBJ and his sweepstakes. Odell Beckham Jr. is nearing the end of his ACL recovery, and he's been tweeting up a storm. Going to be ending soon about where he's going to end up. So let's look at the odds. So front runner, we've got Dallas Cowboys plus 250, the Green Bay Packers plus 300, the Giants plus 450, Rams plus 500. Then we go Tampa Bay, Kansas City, Buffalo Bills at plus 1200. Where would you put your money?
Right now with plus 1200, I like the Buffalo Bills. I mean, we've all seen what the Packers are doing right now. They don't deserve OBJ. Like, they are completely out of the picture. So see you later. He can't go to the Giants because that's like getting back together with your ex. That's done. That's over. We've all seen that story. And I think for both sides, it's like when you go back on a date, you think this time things will be different. And all of your friends say, girl, it's not going to be different. And all the guys say, boy, don't go back to that girl. So I think that relationship is just completely over. The Cowboys are interesting, but if we're talking about where to put our money, you're going to get the best value at that plus 1200 with the Bills. I like that. I like that a lot.
All right. Well, it's hard to argue against a value pick there. And I'm actually going against what you just said. So Dallas, obviously, Micah Parsons has been tweeting out, come over here, he's excited. Jerry Jones is dropping little things. But you can't believe anything that Jerry Jones says. That's what I know for sure. I agree with you on the Packers. I think it's a little bit too little, too late for them to get someone like OBJ. They should have maybe done it a few weeks ago before the trade deadline. Obviously, not OBJ. The Rams, about him coming back there was interesting, but he did say that they offered him the lowest of low offer, so I don't feel like he's going back there. I kind of like the narrative of getting back with your ex. I like the Giants.
Oh, no.
Come on home, OBJ. I do live in New York City now. I just think, you know, they've got Dable there now. It just could be a fun story. I feel like Giants fans want it, but I hear what you're saying. It could be a toxic environment, maybe not good for everybody. I don't think he's going to get this multi-year deal that he wants. I think it's going to be more like another one-year deal. But look, last year, he ended up winning a Super Bowl with it. So we'll see how that goes. Okay, let's talk about
what I think is interesting is he says, like, he wants this multi-year deal, right? He wants to buy a house. He wants to stay there for almost the end of his career. I mean, in Buffalo, OBJ could be getting some, he could probably buy all of Buffalo, right?
Yes. Yes. Fair. And a plus 12.
I mean, it's not the nicest place to live, but yeah, we're value here. I'm going Buffalo. Yeah. Let's circle the wagons, jump through a table. OBJ, let's go.
Let's go. Okay, well, let's move on to the next one. Your co-host, Megan, is a big Colts fan, so I'll be curious to see what she thinks of this. But Jeff Saturday, ESPN analyst and former Colts center, was hired as the interim head coach for the Colts after Frank Reich was fired. It's a bold hire here, considering he has zero coaching experience. I believe that he coached in high school for a short amount of time, and they had a losing season. Mm-hmm. I've set this, or our odds makers, the Moxie Bets odds makers, have set this to 2.5. They've got 8 games left on the season. Does he last more than 3 games? Over, under 2.5?
Does he last more than 3 games? Oh, I'm taking the over. See, I thought you were asking here, and I did all my notes. I got all my research right here. I've been crunching the numbers. If he was going to win over 2.5, which I think, yes, they got the Raiders.
How many wins do you think he's going to get? Well, I guess that goes hand in hand with if you think he's going to last.
So they got the Raiders, which are a complete dumpster fire. They got the Eagles, which, as we know, they're still undefeated. Steelers, also not a great team. Cowboys, Vikings, Chargers, Giants, Texans. So I think the game against the Raiders is very winnable. The game against the Steelers is winnable. The Chargers are sort of a mess, and the Texans. So, I mean, you're looking at potentially 4 wins. This is going to go one way or the other, right? Either it's going to be a complete train wreck and we never see Jeff Saturday. He might just resign from doing TV out of embarrassment. But or this could go the other way, right? He turns the thing around. He brings his friends in. He's a big rah-rah guy in the locker room. There's not a lot of risk here with this Colts team because season is already over. And they don't have a quarterback to work with. I mean, they have Ellinger, who's maybe promising you could develop somebody like him. I know there's been a lot of criticism here, but I think he can take the over there. I think at least 3 wins coming from Jeff Saturday.
Okay, I'm going to take the under on this one just because I don't think that he's going to last that long. Now, they said he's only there for 1 game. I see maybe 2. I don't know if he's going to get 3 games here. You know, Kyle Brandt, who's shout out to Omaha. He also has Kyle Brandt's basement here on the network. He was on Good Morning Football this week and just blasted him, saying it was an embarrassment. It was an embarrassment to the league. It was an embarrassment to himself. He called out other ESPN analysts. And then Ryan Clark said, basically, keep my name out your mouth. There's a whole Twitter thing going on right now. But I just feel like he's going to get in there. There's going to be animosity with the other coaches who have head coaching experience over him. And then you get this guy in here that was just on First Take and Get Up 2 days ago that's coming in there that doesn't know anything about what. I mean, I guess he's been a consultant. I don't know what kind of consultant he's been. But I just feel like it's going to be a lot of animosity in the building. And the player's going to be like, what can you give us? Like, the whole thing to me just feels like such a joke. But I am excited to see it. I was saying earlier, you couldn't pay me to watch a Colts game this year. And, you know, unfortunately, for your other co-host, Megan. But now I am locked and loaded and tuned in to see what Jeff Saturday does.
I know it's high entertainment value, which I love for this. But also to the other coaches and the animosity, right? Like, we all know this from working, right? You got to, like, cozy up to the bosses a little. So, obviously, Jeff Saturday has Jim Irsay's ear, who's everybody's boss. So, if you want to make a smart business decision and you want to get hired as a coordinator or some other job in the NFL, I think, you know, maybe rubbing shoulders and getting on Jeff Saturday's good side is not necessarily a bad business idea. That's what I would be doing. But listen, I'm a kid, so that's what I would do.
Yeah, you know, it could go either way, and we will find out on Sunday just what this team looks like. Okay, so you're a big Patriots fan, which leads me to believe that you're also a Tom Brady fan, and he is officially divorced, which on the record, I actually found very, very sad, and I'm not happy about it. But since he is divorced, he is back on the market, and the Tampa, or Tampa Bay, the Tom Brady dating pool is just absolutely wide open. I mean, virtually any woman is an option here for someone like Tom Brady. But if we're going to wager on it, we've set some odds. Another supermodel is the favorite, minus 120. A sports media personality, that's at even money. A famous actress, plus 130. A doctor, somebody, you know, smarter, serious job, plus 500. Or a fan, a plus 1,000. Who do you think dates Tom Brady next?
So I have to set the record straight for all of your fans here, Katie, because I was a Brady fan. And now I'm actually a Brady hater. So he left us, and I decided I was going to go one or two ways. I was going to stay with Tom, or I was going to forget about him forever. So I actually hate Tom Brady right now. I do. I think he's changed.
The New York Giants breakup, not looking back thing earlier. This is, I get it. Yep.
This is on brand. You know, I'm a grudge holder, and he's out for me. So I think there are some interesting candidates who could date Tom Brady. And this is very exciting for all the single ladies out there, because he is on the market. I hope it's not with a Kardashian. I cannot see Brady teaming up with a Kardashian. I think that would be terrible for him. I think it would be terrible for his brand. But I would love to see, you know, maybe Kim goes on the TB12 diet, something like that. Not saying she needs it. She looks great. Not saying she needs it, but it could be some fun content, you know, if they did that.
It would have been great before the Met, when she had to lose that like 20 pounds to fit into the Maryland dress, if it was all because of the TB12 diet.
See, that could have been really good. I think Charlize Theron, that's an interesting candidate. Kind of seems like up Tom's alley a little bit. If we're going former athlete, I like Lindsey Vonn. She's been spotted a lot of times on the Patriots sideline. So her and Tom have at least crossed paths a few times. And then the person we are all sleeping on, Zach Wilson's mother. Zach Wilson's mother. Now, this would be a match made in heaven right here, because Zach Wilson, obviously very young, and, you know, the whole drama with his mom, and she's very outspoken on social media. So I don't know if we consider her like in the fan category, but I think if a fan emerges, and the odds, obviously, I mean, you're going to get great odds on that. It's going to be Zach Wilson's mom. But my favorite here, I'm going former athlete, because I think Lindsey Vonn makes the most sense.
Lindsey Vonn also dated Tiger Woods, right? For a while. That was one of
I think for like a brief minute. I mean, really, Tiger, who didn't? No, I'm just kidding. But
very true. Very, very true. I'm going to go famous actress on this one at plus 130. I like the Charlize Theron candidate that you just threw out. I think it's got to be someone in the public eye that's definitely going to understand, you know, how famous he is. I don't think he's going to go with another supermodel. I don't think it's going to be a 24-year-old or 26-year-old. I think he wants a sophisticated woman, maybe another divorcee or a woman that has children and that just kind of understands that lifestyle. But she definitely has to be working and busy and have her own stuff going on, because, I mean, one, when is he going to retire? And then even when he does retire, he's got that extremely lucrative sports media deal coming out of this. So
I know. Who do we think Giselle's going to move on with?
Oh my God, Giselle. I mean, anybody. Anybody would pick up Giselle.
Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers? I'd love the drama.
Oh, that would be so messy. I think that they're friends though, right? Aren't Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady? That would be really messy. Plus, you know, I feel like Aaron Rodgers is into the very granola thing now with Shailene Woodley. I feel like, and I know that Giselle is a little granola, but seems like a little bit sophisticated. But that would be interesting. I don't, well, okay, who did she date before? It was Leonardo DiCaprio. And then she
He doesn't date women over like what, 25?
I know, but what if they got back together? What if they got back together? That was his only love that he gave up on, the first woman that turned 25 that he decided to push to the side, and then they come back together. Because she did say that her dad always really liked Leonardo DiCaprio. That's what I'm saying.
I know, and I've been hearing a lot of Pete Davidson. That's been getting thrown out a lot with Giselle. I don't think they're a match, but listen. Pete Davidson, God bless him. He's getting with everyone. So good for him. If he could get with Giselle, why not?
Why not? Why not? All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. See, it's not just about the daily promos, odd boosts, or the hundreds of ways to wager. It's about the immortal words of Caesar himself. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Every bet you place on the app, no matter the outcome, earns towards exclusive perks at Caesars Rewards destinations everywhere. Hotel stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app, become a Caesars Rewards member today and get more with every wager. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700. Starting your own business can be a total roller coaster. Between all the bumpy twists and turns comes the actual business side of your business, which can really throw you for a loop. Luckily, with QuickBooks, you can manage your business with confidence from the start. So no matter how bumpy the ride gets, you can always stay on track. New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. Learn more at QuickBooks.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, moving on, we're going to revisit our Super Bowl picks and talk about some division races. So we're midway through the season. We thought we'd revisit some of these Super Bowl picks. Megan, who did you like entering the season? And are your sights on someone else now? Let's just go through the current odds. You got Buffalo, the favorite still, plus 280. Philadelphia, plus 500. Kansas City, plus 550. Followed by my San Francisco 49ers at plus 1200. Then we go Baltimore, Dallas. What do you think?
Well, before the season, I liked the Chargers a lot. I thought this was going to be the year. You know, Justin Herbert takes a step forward. I was all excited about Allen Robinson. I was just like, this Chargers team, they have a lot of momentum. And actually, a couple weeks ago, I had to go on Dave Damashek's podcast, who is also with the Extra Points podcast network, and we had to break up with the Chargers. So we did a whole segment where we had to tell them, it's not you, it's me. We're moving on from the Chargers. So I have to readjust my Super Bowl pick. And obviously, being a fan of the AFC, I love the front runners. I love the Chiefs. I love the Bills. But I think there are some better value odds that I'm looking at there. I like your San Francisco 49ers. I mean, at plus 1200, that's pretty good. This Ravens team has something to them. And the way they use their tight ends, and I know Lamar has been sort of a dud in the playoffs. I think it's his time to prove some of the doubters wrong. So I like the Ravens there as well. And another team that we really can't sleep on, and their odds are far-fetched. Plus 3,400, the Seattle Seahawks, right?
Oh, like, come on, Megan. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. I am behind them. I love Pete Carroll celebrating on the sideline. Oh. I mean, look at old man Pete and the excitement. This might be all he gets, right? And Geno, the things he's doing. Now, a deep playoff run, sure, for Seattle. Super Bowl, that's a stretch. Another team we can't forget about is the Cowboys. But for the sake of this podcast, if I have to pick one, I'm going to go with the Ravens for today. Just because I got to stay away from Chiefs Bills. That's the basic answer. I'm going to go Ravens.
Yeah, I went full chalk at the beginning of the season with the Bills. I just felt like it was their year, especially with what happened to them last season with that coin toss that basically decided everything for them. And they've come out like they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. Now Josh Allen is injured right now. We don't know the extent of what that injury is going to be. Hopefully it's just 1 week and not something that's going to be season ending. So we'll have to see what happens there. But if I had to choose now, and obviously, you know, I'm a 49ers fan. I like the Niners at plus 1200. And it's probably because I like the Niners so much, which is why I was so like against your Seahawks pick, because I just feel like the Seahawks are frauds. And Pistol Pete is one of my least favorite people in the world because he is, you know, one of our biggest rivals with the 49ers. But I just feel like this Niners team historically comes together at the second half of the season. We made that blockbuster trade for Christian McCaffrey. He's a Swiss Army knife. We're getting Debo Samuel back. I was also really high on the Chargers to win their division, not to go to the Super Bowl, but to win their division. And it's just been really unfortunate to watch them kind of implode. But I guess we all should have known it. I feel like the Chargers are the sexy pick every single year, and we all kind of fall for it. And then it ends up blowing up on our face a little bit. But I'm going to go San Francisco at the plus 1200, and we'll see what happens with Buffalo. All right, let's move on to
I know Jimmy Garoppolo, like, saying what you want about him, but, like, he wins games. I mean, his win-loss record is unbelievable. He's afraid to throw it downfield, but it doesn't matter because he finds a way to win.
And you know what? He's been throwing it downfield a little bit more. Kyle Shanahan has been kind of loosening up the playbook a little bit and letting him throw the ball. And he's been actually extremely efficient. So Jimmy Garoppolo is having a great, great year. And I will say, when we did play the Seahawks, here's the thing, and we'll get into this division in a second. Actually, I'll just wait. I'll wait till we get into the division in a second. First, let's go AFC North. The Ravens are at the top, and you like the Ravens to go all the way through. Well, that's a dark horse for you. They're 6-3. They're at minus 450. But then you got the Bengals that are on their heels at 5-4, plus 375. Who are you looking at for the AFC North? It seems like the Ravens are a lock for this one.
Yeah, but after watching what the Bengals were able to do this past week, I mean, it's just such a stark contrast to what they were able to do on Thursday Night Football, right? Like, Thursday Night Football, things didn't look so good. But then I watched them this week and I said, if this team plays like this, they could have a deep run into the playoffs. And you could potentially talk about this team returning to the Super Bowl. However, I think this Ravens team, they've been together a lot longer. They have the memory of what happened to them last year. They have the Lamar has that stink on him of everybody saying this quarterback can't win in the playoffs. This quarterback can't do anything that Joe Burrow can do. Meanwhile, Joe Burrow is like Mr. Joe Cool. So I think Lamar has something to prove. He has to get that money for his contract, and he has to prove that he can win in the playoffs. I like this Ravens team to win the division.
I agree with you 100%. There's something about the Browns. I feel like they have some kind of hex on Joe Burrow. He just cannot beat them when he looks incredible against everyone else. But I agree with you. It's chalky. Wouldn't necessarily bet this. If I was going to make a bet, we would probably both agree to take the Bengals. But I think the Ravens are a lock for this division. Okay, let's talk about the AFC East. The Bills have been the favorites to win this one, but they've got some company, the Jets, J-E-T-S. I mean, do you think they can do it? Can the Jets win this division, or is it just the Bills?
I don't think the Jets are the team that the Bills need to worry about. The team that the Bills need to worry about are the Miami Dolphins, especially with the connection between Tua and Tyreek Hill. And Tyreek Hill, just the monster of an athlete he is. And the Bills, they've already lost to the Dolphins once this season, so they really need to right the ship and get ready to face that duo of Tua and Tyreek Hill. Now, the Jets, they've drafted well. They look very promising. But Zach Wilson, I mean, we saw the game he played against the Patriots recently. He just handed that game to the Patriots, all of the interceptions he threw. Patriots fans should have wrote Zach Wilson and his mom, for that matter, a thank you note. Thank you for the victory. But I think the Bills come out on top. But keep your eye on the Miami Dolphins, because they're doing something down there in South Florida.
Yeah, I think they went through that rough patch, obviously, with Tua and then having Teddy Bridgewater also getting a concussion. And there was a lot of drama surrounding the organization, but they have bounced back. I love Mike McDaniel, of course, former 49ers offensive coordinator. So I like that pick. I like them. But I kind of like the Jets, too. I agree with you. Their offense is not very good. Zach Wilson is definitely not the guy, but is a great defense. And Robert Saleh has really turned that team around in a very short amount of time. Okay, so now back to what I was talking about in a second, the NFC West. So the Seahawks, surprisingly, at the top of the division. I think they're frauds. You think they're a Super Bowl contender. You're probably more right. I'm a little salty about this one. Seahawks are 6-3. They're at plus 140. 49ers are the favorites still, 4-4, minus 130. Then you got the Rams and the Cardinals. What do you think?
Oh, the Rams are like the biggest disappointment of the season, right? Oh, God, I don't even know what's happened to them. And Sean McVay, you watch the game, like, what are you doing? You give the ball back to Tom Brady? You've lived this before. You know how this ends. So with this division, and I am biased too. So you are biased because you're a 49ers fan. I am biased because I have been riding the Seahawks and I have been making a lot of money on the Seahawks week after week after week. I've been putting them in a lot of teasers. I have them in a teaser for this upcoming weekend. So I'm going to lose one of these weeks, right? That's how it always happens in sports gambling. You ride your teams and because you keep winning with them and then they break your heart and you lose all of your money. I sort of lean on the fraudulent side because every week I watch them, I think, how the heck are they doing this? And when Geno threw a pick this past weekend, I said, that's it. The Geno story is over. He's done. And somehow or another, this team fought back. I do think the 49ers win the division, but because I'm all here for the entertainment, I hope the Seahawks give them a run for their money.
All right, that's fair. And I feel you on that one. So the 49ers minus 130, I took them when they were, well, again, I'm a fan, but I didn't take the 49ers in the beginning of the season. I will say that. I didn't know about Trey Lance. I didn't want them to draft him. It's a whole, you know, I could talk about that for like 15 minutes, sister. But I wasn't sure about how the Niners would do this season. As soon as Jimmy came in, I was feeling a little bit better. And before it dropped past even money, I ended up grabbing it. I also grabbed them to win the NFC at 7-1. But here's the thing. The 49ers know how to beat the Seahawks. I will give the Seahawks credit and Geno Smith credit. I came on the show and I said that Geno Smith was a fraud after the first week against the Broncos and that he was going to start to suck. And guess what? He didn't. So that's on me. I'll go ahead and own that one. Geno Smith is actually a very good quarterback and he has led this team to scoring a lot of points. It's been a very potent offense. But the 49ers just know how to stop them. And their lowest scoring game this season was against the Niners, where they didn't even get a touchdown. The Niners are going to be healthy again. So I don't think that the Seahawks are going to get past the 49ers. So I would take them here. But yeah, I keep saying that they're frauds probably. And I just keep telling myself that. But the reality is they're not looking like frauds so much anymore.
And all to right. your point, as you took the 49ers, as soon as that Christian McCaffrey trade became official, I jumped on the 49ers to win the NFC. I think I got it at plus 6,500.
Yes.
So I wouldn't be upset if that happened. I wouldn't be upset.
Okay, we're hedging our bets here. I like it. Okay, let's move to the NFC South, to your ex-boyfriend, Tom Brady. So the Bucs are the favorites at minus 220. Then the Falcons at plus 320. They both have 4-5 records, and you go Saints and Panthers. Tom Brady is 1-0 since officially being divorced. Can that save the Bucs season?
Oh, God. This division is terrible. I mean, I thought the AFC South was the worst. When you look at this division, you're like, oh, boy. The Bucs come out on top. I don't know how. They're not a very good team. They are very beat up. But like I said, Sean McVay, you give Tom Brady the ball with a minute left. You lived this before. You lived this in Atlanta when you were playing the Patriots in the Super Bowl and you gave Tom Brady the ball and he drove down the field and scored. Why the heck would you do it again? I don't understand it. The Bucs walk away with this one, but I don't think their playoff run goes very deep unless, however, Tom Brady just has his Tom Brady-like moments and figures out a way to win the Super Bowl, because I think we can all agree this is probably it for Tom, right? I think this is it.
I sure hope it is. And I actually, my theory is, and I'm curious what you think about this. When the timeline came out of them getting divorced, from the time that there was the rumors that they were unhappy versus the divorce, I feel like the divorce conversations were happening before, and that is why he decided to unretire, because it takes like 6 months, doesn't it, to get divorced? I don't know that they could turn that around in just 2 months. So I feel like this has been an ongoing issue, and they probably have the conversation like, hey, this is going to work out between us. And he was like, you know what, then I'm going to go back to football. That's kind of what I think.
Yeah, I think he probably retired to make it work and then realized quickly in those 2 weeks until he unretired that this is certainly not going to work. So I think you're onto something with that. There's a lot of rumors circulating. Apparently people think that maybe Tom was going to buy the Miami Dolphins and he didn't consult Giselle about that. So, I mean, if you're going to make a purchase that large, you should probably talk to your spouse before you do so. So, yeah. It is weird to think that they're really done. I don't know. I think this is it for Tom. This is it. But he's not leaving our lives, unfortunately. He's still going to be on our TV screens every Sunday on the broadcast. Oh, God.
Which I'm curious to see how good he's going to be at that. The fact that they gave him like $300 million without even knowing how he gave him the booth is just the most incredible thing. But I'm going to agree with you on this one. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers. Divorce Tom. He had his 55th game-winning drive, the most in NFL history. I feel like he kind of got the monkey off of his back, and hopefully the Buccaneers can look like the actual Buccaneers. I think that the Falcons also are a little bit of frauds, but we will get into that for Thursday Night Football. All right, speaking of the NFC South, let's get into Thursday Night Football for Capper's Corner between the Falcons and the Panthers. Falcons are favored, minus 160 on the money line. Spread is 3, over under 44. The Falcons did beat the Panthers in week 8, but did not cover the 4-point spread. It was 37-34 in overtime. It was kind of a wild game. They had only 34 points in the first three quarters and then 37 in the fourth and in overtime. What are some bets that you like for this game?
Oh, first of all, Thursday Night Football, can we get a decent game, please? These teams stink. Oh, my God. Really? This is what we're going to get? Well, I think something that is not to be overlooked in this Thursday Night Football game is the weather. Because I live in Florida, and right now we are awaiting a hurricane to come through, and that hurricane is going to move up, and it's going to go through Carolina, and they're expecting to get 25 to 30 mile an hour winds at game time. Now, they're not, you know, they're playing outdoors, they're doing the whole thing, so I think that's something everybody who's betting on this game, you got to keep in mind here. Every week on Megan Fun of Sports, I come out with a mega lock of the week, and the mega lock of the week has been 5-2. 5-2 on Thursday Night Football, which stresses me out a little bit. So I've been looking at this, and I think since this is going to be such a run-heavy game because of the weather and all the circumstances that are going on, I like Cordarrelle Patterson. He came back. I like his over on rushing yards. I think the under on the game is going to be a good one. Mariota completions are at 4.5. I mean, I'm sorry. Mariota completions are at 14.5, passing yards 163.5. I kind of like the under on both of those, but what I really like, PJ Walker passing yards, it's at 187.5. I'm taking the under on that. It's just, these guys are going to have to run the ball. PJ Walker, we watched what he did last week. He got yanked. Baker Mayfield got inserted. I think if you take the under on those passing yards, that's going to be a home run. The odds aren't great on it, but you know, put a little extra juice on it. Put it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like people are like, oh, well, look, you don't want to have too high of odds, but sometimes it's like if you know that something's going to hit, you're still winning money. So I believe that. I'm going to go with the Falcons on this one. I'm taking the Falcons against the spread minus the 3. They were the best cover in the league at 6-0 to start the season, and then they've fallen 0-3 in their last three games. But 6-3 is still the second best cover rate right now in the NFL. The Panthers have lost 3 straight home primetime games straight up since the start of 2018. They're also 5-18 against the spread in their last 23 games. I feel like the Panthers are having a bit of an identity crisis here. It's like Christian McCaffrey left, and then they were really big and bad for a couple games, be like, we don't need Christian McCaffrey. And then they were exposed last week versus the Bengals. You got PJ Walker starting again over Aaron Darnold and Mayfield. I'm not saying either of those choices are necessarily better, but it just seems like they've got a lot going on there. And the Falcons have just been a little bit more of a complete team, which is so weird to feel coming out of my mouth. Also, you know, the defense just allowed Mixon to have 5 touchdowns on them. So if you do think this is going to be a run heavy game, I'm going to lean Falcons on this one, considering clearly Panthers struggle against the run. And I saw that there was going to be rain, but I didn't realize it was a hurricane that was going to rush in. So I was leaning on the over on this one. I'm going to stick with it because, you know, we've already placed this one. The Panthers gave up 42 points versus the Bengals last week. I feel like both of these defenses are kind of trash. They combined for 71 points in their week 8 overtime affair. This has dropped down to 44. We're going to be in a monsoon. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. It's Thursday Night Football. They have been extremely low scoring affairs. But if we're forced to watch this, Megan, damn it, I want some points.
I'm with you. I want some points. I feel bad for Al Michaels. He's like, Jesus, I could be retired and I got these crappy games. Oh my gosh. Yeah, these teams are both pretty bad. The Falcons are one I was betting on a lot because they started out covering so much. Last week, I felt like the sexy pick was to take the Panthers to cover against the Bengals, and I did it. And as I was watching that game, I'm like, who told me to do this? This is dumb. So I am off the Panthers, and I'm riding the Falcons again.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, let's get it, sister. Okay, let's move into Mox Locks. And what did you say? It was Megan Mega Locks. So we're doing a Mox Locks and a Megan Mega Lock combination, our best bets for tonight or the week. Megan, what's your first lock?
Well, I like that PJ Walker under passing yards. And I think this is a little teaser for you all. I'm going to make that my Mega Lock of the week. It's not official yet, but I'm leaning towards that. I also put together a 6-point teaser that has the Vikings as well as the Seattle Seahawks. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, we're still friends. What other team do I have in that teaser? Hang on. I forgot what other team I have in that teaser.
We got Vikings, Seahawks.
Oh, here. I have the Vikings, Seahawks, and Lions in a 6-point teaser for this Sunday.
Speaking of teams that were disappointing, how about those Lions? Everybody thought that they were going to go over their win total this year. They were hopped up on Hard Knocks, but they do lose close games. So I do like them putting in the teaser here. So I like that a lot. I'm actually going for the NBA right now. I'm going to take the Jazz plus the 2.5 versus the Hawks. This is at plus money. It's at plus 122. The Jazz are the best cover in the NBA right now. They're 9-2-1. And they're even better on the road against the spread, where they're 5-2. They rank second in scoring points per game and fifth in offensive efficiency. The Hawks have been solid at home, but they rank 29th in three-pointers allowed, which we know that Utah does very well. This spread is suggesting that Trae Young is going to return from injury and play today, but it doesn't mean he's going to be fully healthy. And if you're going to give me the best cover in the NBA at plus money, it's just something I'm going to take every time.
All right, I got a shout out on my Orlando Magic. I got a Franz Wagner shirt on, and I'm just telling you, I know this team has a terrible record. I know they've been dreadful, but they have some very exciting young players in Paolo Banchero. Bol Bol is having a season of his life. I mean, I know you need to get votes to win, but he should be considered the comeback player of the year or most improved player of the year if he stays healthy. Obviously, they got Franz, they got Suggs. This is a team that has good players, and they're not winning games, but they are a good cover. So everybody keep your eyes on the Orlando Magic to cover.
I love it. I love that, too. I'm also going to go Jason Tatum over 40 points, rebounds, and
like
assists.
That.
Minus 117 on Caesar. So he's just been on fire. I mean, he's averaging over this mark already. 31 points per game, 7.5 rebounds, 4 assists in 10 games this season. And tonight he's matched up against the Pistons that rank dead last in defensive rating. I feel like Tatum's just going to go off tonight. So I took him over points, rebounds, and assists.
Tatum's been so impressive throughout this season. And I mean, it's really a testament to him because his work in the finals, it was not great, especially in the fourth quarter of those finals games. And a lot of people are saying if he wants to be the superstar that he is meant to be, he needs to perform in those moments. And that's exactly what Tatum's done this year. He stepped up to the plate. And when the Celtics need a bucket, the ball goes to Tatum and he figures out a way to get it done. Him and Jaylen Brown have both taken it to the next level. The Celtics team could be really, really scary. But problem is the Bucks are pretty good, too.
I can't believe the Bucks just lost to the Hawks too, but I think that's more of a fluke than a rule. All right, Megan, thank you so much for joining us today. Let the people know where to find you, your podcast, Megan Fun of Sports, WWE, everywhere.
So you guys can all listen to Megan Fun of Sports. It is on the Extra Points Podcast Network. We release one show a week on Wednesdays with my co-host Megan Gailey. And if you need a little hook to get you into Megan Fun of Sports. Megan Gailey lost a bet to me this week against as the Colts played the Patriots. So she's got to eat Campbell's Chunky New England Clam Chowder at room temperature live on the podcast. You don't want to miss a second of that. So make sure you listen and watch our video clip of Megan Fun of Sports. Friday night SmackDown. I'm working as Megan Morant, managing all the backstage interviews, getting you the scoop of what's going on with all the WWE superstars. This week, we are in Indianapolis, so be sure to tune into that. Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time on Fox.
I love that. Room temperature clam chowder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I will
definitely. She might yak on air.
She might. I'm picturing the smell and the texture and just the temperature of it all. And I'm squirming inside my skin. So I feel bad for her, but I will definitely be tuning in to watch that. Megan, again, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate the time. This has been Moxie Betts presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Don't forget to follow us on social at Moxie Betts.